Governor Baker has announced plans for a cautious and gradual reopening of various businesses and industries across the state beginning as soon as next Monday. Word of the plan comes as the daily reported number of hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19 keep dropping. Joining us this morning to talk about all of this is WBUR's Anthony Brooks. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
So start with the governor's reopening plan. It's a long way from just flipping the on switch, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a very cautious four-phase approach. And here are the four phases. Phase one will allow businesses and industries requiring limited face-to-face contacts with customers to open first. If that goes well, phase two would allow businesses that have more face-to-face contact to open up. Then phase three would allow a further loosening of the kind of protective measures that we've all grown accustomed to. And the final phase, which would be a long way out, would be what Baker calls the new normal, when we finally figured out how to beat COVID-19. Here's Baker speaking yesterday at his daily briefing.
We all know life will be different, but as the medical and life science communities make progress in developing treatments or vaccines, we can really begin to put this virus into the rearview mirror. But none of that is going to happen overnight.
So, Anthony, if phase one of the governor's plan could begin as soon as next Monday, what specific businesses would be first in line to reopen?
Well, that's a good question, and it's one we're all curious to know the answer to. There's a lot about this that we still don't know, lots of details still to be fleshed out. Baker says he's going to release information about which businesses can open, when they can open, along with new safety guidelines in the coming days. In terms of how long these phases will last, Baker says the timing is uncertain because it depends upon the course of this pandemic. It depends on those key numbers, infection rates, hospitalization rates, and deaths continuing to trend downwards. And he says he's prepared to revise the reopening plan if there's any evidence of new community transmission or a spike in new cases.
But as I said, we are seeing positive signs that the work everybody has done has been paying off, and that makes it possible for us to be serious about a phased reopening.
The governor said there we're seeing positive signs. What do the numbers tell us? What do the latest numbers tell us, Anthony?
Well, yesterday we hit a grim milestone in Massachusetts. The death toll from the pandemic surpassed 5,000 people. 129 new deaths were reported yesterday. Terrible as that is, other numbers continue to trend in the right direction. Yesterday, for example, the state reported that the percentage of positive tests, which is something that health experts watch closely, rose a bit to 11%, but that's still well below the high of 34% in the middle of last month. The number of new cases reported yesterday, 669, is far below the peak of more than 3,000 daily cases last month. And the number of hospitalization also continues to trend downward. But, Bob, it's important to remember or to realize that Baker is stressing that even as the state takes this cautious step toward reopening for the foreseeable future, he says people are going to need to continue to take precautions like washing their hands, covering their faces, and practicing social distancing.
How well everybody else does these things and others will determine how we move forward and how successful we are. We have, in fact, flattened the curve. But to keep moving forward, everybody must continue to keep it up.
Governor Baker again there, Anthony. But we also heard yesterday from Boston Mayor Marty Walsh about testing the city's homeless population.
Yeah, that's right. Walsh told us about the results of the first round of universal testing on the city's homeless population. And here's sort of staggering figure. Out of 2,200 people tested for coronavirus, 735 tested positive. That's a 1 in 3 infection rate. Now, Walsh says it could have been a lot worse if the city hadn't increased its space in shelters and opened up some 500 medical beds at the Boston Hope Medical Center for homeless people. But Bob, numbers like these are a reminder that this pandemic hits vulnerable populations especially hard. Epidemiologists at Harvard, working with the Boston Globe, analyzed deaths during the early weeks of the pandemic and found compelling evidence of this. So here's Nancy Krieger. She's an epidemiologist at Harvard's T.H. Chan of Public Health, talking about this yesterday. She says they found much higher rates of death in certain zip codes.
The rates everywhere were surging, but they surged much more among communities with high proportions of people of color, below the poverty line, in crowded housing, and with adverse racialized economic segregation.
According to the study, rates of death were as much as 40% higher in these communities. So, Bob, we know that American society is riven with inequities, and the pandemic is making those inequities even more apparent.
All right. Very troubling. WBUR's Anthony Brooks. Thanks a lot, Anthony. Appreciate the conversation.
My pleasure, Bob. Always good to talk to you.